So we're right on the cusp of Labor Day weekend. One last chance to do those quintessential New England summer things you've always wanted to do, like walk the Freedom Trail. When reporter Pippin Ross was recently asked by a friend to walk the trail, she admitted she had zero interest in walking those parts of Paul Revere's ride with a colonial-costumed guide describing the American Revolution. But out of loyalty, she went. And lo, not only did she love it, the walk inspired Pippin to become take an audition to become one of the Freedom Trail players. Pippin came in a little bit earlier to tell us how the audition went.
So I went on the tour. You know, our guide, whose real name is Don Watson, was so wonderfully theatrical. It's why all of the guides are referred to as players. You got to listen.
And this is the final resting place of James Otis. Thank you. That's me.
Wait a minute. How come I've never heard of you?
Because Paul Revere gets all the credit, Sam Adams gets all the credit, John Hancock gets all the credit. But keep in mind, you're looking at the guy that started the whole thing. Without me and those guys would be nothing.
So I got really into it, and I created and memorized a scene from the Boston Massacre, and I got an audition with the Freedom Trail creative director Sam Jones. And I went to the old State House. There I am in the middle of like busy downtown Boston wearing very 21st century clothes, pretending I'm Paul Revere's second wife, Rachel.
Our big tagline is we bring history to life. So that's what I want to see from you, Pippin. I want you to show me that you can bring history to life.
Okay, you know. Let me set the scene. So it was March 5th, 1770. Okay, so this building was the customs house. In front of it, there was a soldier with a musket who was posted 24/7, as you people say these days. And that's when this really nice young lad named Edward Garrick, an upstart barber's apprentice, did what we all wanted to do. As he walked past the soldier, he and a couple of others shot snowballs at the soldier. Okay, I'm going to admit, the snowballs were packed with sharp oyster shells, but still, there were snowballs.
You know, it goes on for a while. You get the point.
Well, and so Sam Jones, the Freedom Trail creative director who was auditioning you, what did he think?
I'll give you an A for enthusiasm, and then there's some cleanup that needs to get done.
You think I'm a player?
You want to tell your story. We might want to change what that story is just a bit, but I like this enthusiasm. I like it. Let's keep going with this.
Pippin, what did he mean by let's keep going with this?
Well, I think what he meant was next stop, costumes. Very good sign. The Freedom Trail office on Chauncey Street is packed with remarkable costumes. They've got like tri-cornered hats, bonnets, knickers, men's neck scarves and vests. The women's outfits are layered and cumbersome. The player Anna Waldron basically crammed my torso into the aptly named stay.
Can you breathe if... Well, do you want to breathe?
I completely can't breathe.
Good, then it's tight enough.
So what happens when you're done with the tour and you're walking back and you're dressed up that way and you're on your cell phone?
I have gotten all kinds of catcalls. The most common is you get called, hey, Abigail Adams, hey, Betsy Ross. Sometimes, you know, I'm on my cell phone and someone will yell out, hey, I don't think they had cell phones back then. It's like, oh, thank you, I didn't know that. My favorite was last week I was asked if I was Diana Ross.
Sorry. Diana Ross.
Okay.
I'm not sure. They're close. Betsy, Diana, whatever.
Well, then you were Ross, I guess. So you got to tell me, did you get the job?
Well, I don't really know yet, but if I do, it won't happen until next summer when the high tourism season resumes. But in the interim, I'm preparing for another audition.
For what?
I'm going to get trained to be an auctioneer. You want to hear?
Sure.
Who will give me $50, $50 to keep WBUR going? 50. Now who will make it 100, $100 to support WBUR's great programming? Now let's make it 200 to keep Meghna Chakrabarty on mic. Huh?
Excellent. Pippin Ross, reporter for WBUR. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't think we're actually going to start raising money that way. But you know,
not through an auction.
Bob Oakes is an auctioneer, though.
And he's very good at it, too.
He's very, very good at it. But anyway, when we come back, the acclaimed street artist Swoon at the ICA. Stay with us. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.